Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You're known for your advanced conversational AI platform, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What's new or exciting on your side? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries at all. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. It sounds like your AI could really help with that human-level touch. How exactly does your platform handle those challenges? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. Ah, great question. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting the people who are most likely to be interested in your product or service without wasting time or resources on the wrong audience. Personalizing outreach at scale means sending tailored messages that feel human and relevant, but doing it automatically for thousands of leads. Our AI platform uses natural language understanding and dynamic conversation flows to mimic real human interactions, making each call or message feel unique and engaging. It's like having a whole team of skilled sales reps working 24/7, but powered by AI. Does that sound like something that could fit your needs? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Imagining that future sounds exciting. If your service exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd picture a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in effortlessly with personalized conversations that convert more prospects into customers. Revenue would be noticeably up, and the sales team could focus more on closing deals rather than chasing leads. Plus, the AI would be seamlessly integrated, saving time and costs while boosting overall efficiency. That kind of success would definitely make a big difference. How do you usually help clients track and measure those results? What do you mean by saving time and cost? Why is that important to you? Good point to clarify. Saving time means your team spends less effort on repetitive tasks like cold calling or initial outreach, freeing them up for higher value work like closing deals or building relationships. Saving costs comes from automating those tasks with AI instead of hiring more staff or outsourcing expensive services. It's important because it boosts overall productivity and profitability, getting more done with less expense. Plus, it helps businesses scale faster without the usual growing pains. Does that align with what you're aiming for? Tell me more about boosting overall productivity and profitability. Sure thing. Boosting productivity means your team can accomplish more in less time, thanks to AI handling routine outreach and lead qualification. This lets your salespeople focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. Profitability goes up because you're generating more revenue without a proportional increase in costs. Plus, with AI working around the clock, you capture opportunities that might otherwise slip through the cracks. It's like turning your sales process into a well-oiled machine that keeps growing your business efficiently. Does that sound like the kind of boost you're looking for? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, many businesses face challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty personalizing outreach at scale. Sometimes manual processes slow things down or lead to missed opportunities. Plus, keeping up with fast-changing customer expectations can be tough. Does that resonate with what you're seeing? How does Dasha AI tackle those specific pain points? What are all the ways a limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty personalizing outreach at scale are affecting the business right now? Those challenges can really ripple through a business. Limited sales team bandwidth often means leads don't get timely attention, so potential customers lose interest or go to competitors. Inconsistent follow-up can cause missed opportunities and lower conversion rates. Difficulty personalizing outreach at scale makes messages feel generic, reducing engagement and trust. Altogether, these issues slow growth, waste marketing spend, and frustrate both sales teams and prospects. It's like trying to run a race with one shoe untied, possible, but definitely not smooth or fast. Does that match what you're experiencing? Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues slow growth and waste marketing spend? Absolutely. When leads aren't followed up promptly or consistently, many cool prospects slip away before they even get a chance to engage. That means all the marketing dollars spent attracting those leads don't convert into sales, so the return on investment drops. Plus, generic outreach lowers response rates, so you have to spend more to reach the same results. Slower growth happens because fewer leads turn into customers and the sales pipeline dries up. It's like pouring water into a leaky bucket. No matter how much you add, it doesn't fill up. Does that paint a clearer picture?